A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 15. And when the evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in a linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. And when the Sabbath passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." Our first lesson comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15. "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We should not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. And when the perishable puts on imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?' The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Please stand for the reading of the gospel. One change I made, and I shared with the pastor, that our gospel reading will come from the book of St. Luke, chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. What a beautiful morning to come and be in God's house and thank and praise God for all that he did, that he sent his son into this world to ultimately die on a cross on Good Friday, that we might come this morning and share in his resurrection. As I read those words from the book of St. Luke, I think about those women as they went to the tomb and found the stone rolled away. I'm sure they were a little confused. I'm sure they were a little bewildered. I mean, the fact that they were taking their spices to anoint the body. I mean, they saw Jesus die on Good Friday, and they figured that that's the way it was going to be. But you and I who live in the light of the resurrection know that Jesus has risen. But even after the women told the disciples, which they, if you remember back, the men didn't believe too much what the women said. I don't know if that goes the same today or not. But the fact that the women told the disciples that he was not there, that he was risen. Yes, life is like that. A little confusing, a little time of wondering, maybe even a time of scariness. And I think about the fact that they told Peter, and Peter had to really see for himself. And so he ran to the tomb and looked in and saw nothing. And he went away even confused. But you see, life is like that. I mean, I think about all that we went through, and when you think about life and its confusion and all goings on, I think, Pastor, when you talk about Thursday, a little confusing, a little wondering, a little scary. And at times we go through those times in our life, and we wonder where Jesus is. And I think about over the last 2 to 3 years, you think about where we've been as a nation. I take you back to an event that happened up in Minneapolis. Man where a man died. People went to trial over it. And we saw that what happened, there was much marching, much protesting, much looting, much discern, much sin going on. Life was a little confusing. Life was a little scary at the time. And I'm sure each of us wondered a little bit, where's Jesus? And then what happened, and I think about just barely over 2 years ago, because a lot of times 2 years ago, we weren't sitting where we are this morning. And then the pandemic came upon us, and we were told to shut everything down. And then we were called to put masks on our face and maybe not really go out too often. And I think about how life was a little confusing, a little scary. And I can tell you then we were told to do this and do that. When finally the shots came out, the vaccinations, we were called to go and get vaccinated because, you see, our hospitals were overrun. And our doctors and nurses were just almost burned out with taking care of patients. And the pandemic went on and on. And we're living through some of that still yet. But I think about in the midst of all that, we in this area went through a derecho. And the winds blew and roofs came off and trees came down. And electricity went out. And some of us had to go to hotels, and some of us went to family members. I remember we picked up and went to Kansas for a few days. But we were in disarray. Life was confusing. Life was scary. And I think about even today in the church, we still yet see divisions. I mean, some people wear masks, and that's all right. But then what happens so often, those people that don't wear masks, there seem to be a division. And we see what happens. Our sinfulness at times comes forward. And we see life as confusing and scary. And I think about how we each deal with our own sin at times. And we wonder, where's Jesus in all this? And I wonder that so often. And I got to be real honest with you, I got a good taste of it yesterday. I volunteer as a chaplain at one of our hospitals. And I see what happens time and time and time again. When young people die and things happen to people, and they want nothing to do with Jesus. I just heard yesterday that the level of attendance in the church has gotten to a level that has never been seen today in America, to where church attendance is so far down. And we wonder to know, as Christians, where's Jesus? I'm sure when you look at our text, there was no Jesus. I mean, the women came, and there was the angel, and the angel reminded them of those words that Jesus had shared with them earlier. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day, rise. See, Jesus shared those words with the disciples and with those that he ministered to. And those words reminded those women of what Jesus had said and strengthened their faith, even though there was no Jesus. I think about the fact that what happened about a week after Jesus rose from the dead. Remember how Jesus on the Easter afternoon, when he rose, he appeared to his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." But Thomas was not there. And so a week later, Jesus appeared to them, him. And Jesus said to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, you and I live in the light of the resurrection. And I think as these lights come down and shine, the Lord is brighter as he takes his word and shines it brightly as we are called to do. But I think when we're going through all that we went through, even today, we wonder, where is Jesus? Where's Jesus? You know what this is. I'm sure some of you brought your children here. And they came here, and beforehand, someone came and put some water in and maybe laid a napkin out, or maybe a little cup, a shell to baptize. And the pastor came and he baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You want to know where Jesus is? Jesus is right there. And in a moment, you're going to come to our Lord's rail. And you're going to come and partake of his very body and blood in simple bread and wine. And he says, "Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my body." You want to know where Jesus is? Jesus is right there. In this little book here, it just happens to be a smaller version of this book. And you open up to page after page after page. And you read it. You want to know where Jesus is? Jesus is right there in his word. His promises, his love that he shows for all his people. See, that's where Jesus is. Now, the women didn't stay at the tomb. They went and told his disciples. They told him that he was not there, that he continued, that he was had risen, as the angels had told him. You and I who live in the light of the resurrection, what are you and I called to do? We're called to go and tell that he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That he is alive. That he is the light in our darkness. And as I shared, there's so many people that want no part of that light. And that's yours and my as we responsibility as we go out into this darkened world and share that light. Sometimes we want to know where Jesus is. I shared with some examples. But I share with you, which we will all someday be in a grave someday. And I think as I go and lived in California for 40 years and came back and visit Cedar Memorial, and we go to the Garden of the Last Supper. And over here is a grave that are my parents. And I walk a few steps down on the other side in the graves of my wife's parents. And I look at their names on the gravestones. But there is where Jesus is. For you remember his words? He said, through baptism, if we die in his death through baptism, we will surely be raised up in a resurrection like his. You see, we have Jesus through the waters of our baptism, through faith as we walk in his light. Yes, we see Jesus. We see Jesus every day as we look at all that he does for us. Every day we remember the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. Every day we should remember, not only on Easter, and I think about next Sunday. When you come into church and preferably pastor will be sharing with you, but the gospel message will still be shared. Will you still be in that light of the resurrection next week? Because you see, every day we should remember that Jesus rose from the dead. That every day we should remember his promises. Every day we should put off the old Adam and put on the new. Because you see, he gives us our joy. He gives us our peace. He gives us our hope that we live and walk this faith. But he gives us the forgiveness of sins. And I think about the fact that I'm humbled to be this morning to be standing here. I'm sorry Pastor went through Thursday what he went through. But you see, it is a joy for me to be able to help carry his cross. But see, Jesus did that. He carried all our crosses when he went to his cross. He carried all of our burdens. And that's what you and I are called to do. For one another, to go and carry one another's burdens. Christ did it for us. I can tell you, brothers and sisters, life is confusing. Life is strange at times. And life is even scary. But you and I, who know Jesus, and know his resurrection, and know that he lives in us today, we can rejoice in his love, in his peace, and in his forgiveness. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.